Promotion and Research Council, and down toward the Centerville area. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you today, Chuck?
Well, I'm good. How are things down south?
A little drizzly today, but we did not luckily get all the snow that you did.
So yeah.
We have no snow right now.
Wow, is it pretty soft down there? You starting to bring some of that frost out?
Oh, yeah. We're bringing the frost out, and it's definitely soft around the cattle yards and everything. So kind of a mess, so I'm looking forward to a little sunshine.
We could use some sunshine maybe to dry this off, because we think it's bad here in town, but boy, you guys out in the farm have to be, and the guys that are calving have to be just really, it's just got to be a struggle for them.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's not the best for that part. But anyway, the sun will shine.
We know it's going to come, and pretty soon then we'll be saying we wish to be a little cloudy day again. But anyway, you guys went last month to see for yourself tour to Mexico. I was lucky enough to go with you guys on one of those. But this is one, maybe you want to talk a little bit about that. This is one that you actually go and get to see some of the traders and stuff. Let's talk about what you did in Mexico.
Okay, well, we took 10 farmers from South Dakota down to Merida, Mexico, and there we met with some soybean processors and also some soybean users of soybean meal for hog and also chicken production. So they were expanding their operations as we were, you know, down there, and they were really excited about continued use of our soybean meal, and they are our number two whole bean importer, and they are our number one soybean meal importer. So they are very valuable, you know, trader with us, and that's why we wanted to be down there, meet these people, and make the, you know, connection between us as the growers and producers of soybeans and soybean meal up here, and with the end users down there in Mexico.
Now I know Todd Hanton, another board member with you guys that went also with you down there, and it's kind of interesting. When we went down there, they really don't want to see some of us down there as much as they want to talk to you guys that produce the beans. It's who they want to talk to.
Oh yeah, we have actually had some of those buyers have come to the United States and actually been on our farm. And we met with them. So when we went down there, we were actually, you know, being reacquainted with their operations down there. So it's a good relationship building format that we're creating. And, you know, when you have a good relationship between the producer and the end user, I think that, you know, means good things going forward. And that's what we want to, you know, promote.
Did you hear anything about NAFTA down there? I know that that's been in the news, and it's Mexico is one of those concerned with this, or involved, I should say. Anything on that they were afraid that maybe they wouldn't get as much of our soybeans?
Well, you know, as far as us as Research and Promotion Board, our job is to go down there and promote the product, and also, you know, try to make sure that they understand where we're coming from. And so as far as NAFTA, we didn't come down there to bring up NAFTA, but they did bring it up to us, and we addressed some of their issues, their concerns as far as where we were standing. But, you know, yeah, it's a concern that they had, and they brought it up.
Now, do they still like our beans pretty good? I know some are saying, well, maybe Brazil. They still like our beans pretty well, or do our beans compare with Brazil?
Well, you know, soybeans are soybeans. There can be a difference in amino acid content or amino levels, and we have a better product in that regard. We have a program that we try to research that and promote that. But as far as the soybeans, they always tend to always want to look at price. But we do have an advantage. Our location being so close to Mexico, that they, in the one instance of the Creole chicken farms, they exclusively buy all U.S. soybeans. They want to be, they have a consistent supply there, and they're very happy with them. And they also, with the hog producers down there, they like our unit trains that come directly down to them, that there's less handling of them and less chance for any contamination or anything. They really like that. And so we do have an edge with Brazil on just logistics and you know, just good quality product for them. So they're happy to keep that relationship going, and we want to keep that going also.
Do they have a lot of processing plants down there then? That do they take the whole bean down there?
Well, that is the one advantage we have, as far as they tend to take most of the soybean meal, because no, they do not have near as much processing. Now China, that's a whole different story. There they want whole soybeans because they have their own processing. But they, for the most part, in Mexico, they did take soybean meal.
Now, you were saying that not only do you guys go down there, but you have some of those come back here. So what do they look like at when they come to the United States, to maybe to South Dakota? Do they want to see the fields out there?
Yeah, they come up during harvest season. They have these trips. We have them all lined up, and we host them. And they come, and they actually were at Todd Hanton's farm, I believe, a year and a half ago, and they met with Todd and saw, you know, his fields and his grain handling facilities, and met with Todd, you know, and then we host them at a supper in Sioux Falls, and that's where I met them. I came up to Sioux Falls, and we started discussing the issues they had, and just, you know, built that relationship. So it's a good deal.
You know, the checkoff dollars goes to help with this. I got to go on it, and we got to see talk to some of the traders as well as look at some of the facilities. But that's really a big thing to promote your own product, especially when it's a good product, isn't it?
Sure is. We want to, you know, tout the benefits that we have and the efficiency we have as far as transportation, and that's why we also need to keep, you know, promoting our transportation system and our infrastructure, and there are issues there that are, you know, coming up in front of us, as far as maybe not so much in South Dakota, but the locks and dams or some of the river systems, they need some attention too. And then of course our railroad tracks, we need to keep them up, and so that we don't, you know, we have good reliable delivery to the PNW. We have also some trips to the for yourself trips to the PNW, the Pacific Northwest, where we bring our unit trains from South Dakota and take them right to the ports and put them on the ships that go to China. So that's probably possibly an upcoming trip that maybe some farmers from South Dakota would be interested in participating on.
Well, let's talk about that, how some of these farmers may get on this trip, because I got to go on one of them down to New Orleans and Atlanta, and we got to see the CHS and docks and how they loaded ships and unloaded and the barges, and it was really amazing when you see that your beans coming in the elevator, but where they go after that. That's an exciting time, and you get to talk to different people and see how it happens. How can a farmer sign up for this?
Well, we are in, as far as our board, we are now in another budgeting process, getting our budget lined up for the next year. So we currently do not have a See for Yourself trip in the budget, but I anticipate there will be one. And where it goes, we're not 100% sure, but I'm guessing that it may be another PNW trip. So if we do have one, you would need to either contact a director from the soybean, or best yet, for you to go to the website, SouthDakotaSoybean.org, or call the Sioux Falls office, and they will, you know, get that. There'll be information there available to the public. And we will be advertising it, too. If we do a trip, we will be advertising it on the radio.
It's one that I think when people do go on, it really opens their eyes and saying, wow, these checkoff dollars do quite a bit, because you get to meet a lot of different groups and people.
Yes, we do. And that's another thing we want to do, is make awareness to the other South Dakota farmers of what some of the things we're doing as far as using their checkoff dollars and how we're trying to benefit the bottom line of the soybean growers of South Dakota.
Well, so we've been watching the soybeans, and the prices have been hanging up there pretty good. They're talking about record acres this year. Maybe soybeans will top the corn in acres for the first time. And what are you hearing on that?
Well, I think that's a very, you know, real possibility, and we've been creeping up every year. You know, last year we had 241 million bushels produced at 43, and the year before we had a record yield of 49.5 for a production of 5.2. So we had more acres last year, a little bit less yield, And so we've had, you know, lots of production the last 2 years, and maybe this year will even be bigger yet, which is we hope. We hope South Dakota can keep growing.
Well, soybeans kind of held at a baseline, kind of an average for a while, but the last 3-4 years, that yield has really increased. We found something out there that is working now.
Well, that and then, of course, we were blessed with some rain in August the last 2 years, and I think, you know, that's where we get our soybeans, and we've been fortunate in that respect. But, you know, we've got no-till becoming more popular out west, so we're taking a few of the wheat acres away, I believe, and planting more soybeans in those acres, and we're saving moisture with no-till out there. And so there are, and of course, we got, you know, good genetics coming through the pipeline. So, you know, things are looking up for soybeans. We just want to keep promoting our product and getting, you know, the export market, you know, keep that alive and well. We need it. We export well over 60% of our beans to other countries. So we need to, that's what we need to do.
Well, Tim, I appreciate you joining me, and thanks for helping with some of this, checkoff dollars and promoting these soybeans from South Dakota and also the United States. Tim, thank you very much, and you have a good day, and hope you get in that field, dry off a little, and get some sunshine.
Yep. Well, appreciate the time, Chuck. And any information you need, you can talk to a director or the soybean website or call the office.
So, all right.
Thank you again, Chuck.
All right. Thanks, Tim.